Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everyone, good morning. I know you can't believe your eyeballs. No, I am not Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat is away today, and I am hosting. I am Brittany Miles of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All, and I'm happy to be hosting for her today. And today we're talking about connection. So happy Thanksgiving Eve, one of my favorite holidays. And now with COVID, what does the holiday season look like for us all? What does that sense of connection feel like? And we're going to explore that today because things look a little bit different. 2020 has been a year. It's been something. I'll let you guys fill in the blank however you choose. But I don't think we should let 2020 or COVID or anything else that's going on in your life take away from that sense of connection because we all belong together. We're all together in that stream of life. So I, for one, am excited about the holiday season because I am excited to feel, again, that sense of connection, to feel close to my family and friends. I have a very small, tight group and tight ship. And like everyone else, we've been through a lot this year. The past 6 months has been particularly difficult for me and my family and some of my friends. A lot of us are dealing with health issues with family members, dealing with grief and loss of family members, as well as, you know, economic insecurity due to COVID. So the coming together within the holiday season feels like it could be that respite that we desperately need. Usually at this time of year, we all start to slow down and start to think about what has happened in the past year. And I think most of us know what happened, but don't want to think about it too much. It's like we're in overload. We want that break, again, that respite, that place of ease and comfort. But when we slow down, we get into that place where I call it the stillness. And I think in mindfulness, it's also called the stillness. It's where you can hear that still small voice. And that's scary because then we're hearing the fears. And usually within the holiday season, we have so many activities, again, with family and friends. There are movies, there are plays, there are concerts, there are, you know, holiday lights, Christmas tree lightings, Hanukkah celebrations. I mean, there's usually something where we can go and go outside of ourselves, but we have to stay inside. So once we stay inside, we're going to kind of feel that sense of, well, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel comfortable. I'm sitting here with my fear. And it's that fear of being alone. It's the fear of loneliness. It's a fear of lack and limitation. It's a fear of just, I'm not enough. It's a longing to belong. As humans, we have evolved into being social creatures because we had to. Otherwise, the big dinosaurs would come and get us and we would die. So if we actually come together as a collective, we can protect and save and shield ourselves. And with COVID, we've seen the fragility of our connections. Something that we hold dear to us, we're finding, it's just fallen apart. So today I want to explore how we can find meaning and where that meaning can come. For me, the meaning is coming from a sense of self-love and self-compassion. I think within this season, given all the things that we've had to live through in 2020, we need to be really good to ourselves. We've had a year. Giving ourselves that gift of compassion and kindness and rest. I think as we come to winter and solstice, it is a time for rest. And we, as a group, should allow ourselves just to be and breathe, taking that breath, that beat, that stillness, to come to our own conclusions about what connection means. And the most important connection you can have is the connection to yourself. That's why I'm harping on self-love and self-compassion, because if you give yourself a break, you can see all the good things that you have in your life. It brings you to that point of surrender. The restorative power of surrender is what I have built my life on in the second half of my life, where I'm allowing myself to let go of all the things that I don't need, all of the constraints. And it allows me to sit in that stillness to deal with those fears and the quiet and the doubts. And I can find a place of loving myself, that I'm doing the best I can with what I have. And if that's not good enough, then I don't know what to tell you. And I'm sure others feel that too. Holidays can be an area where folks do lose their mind because they're trying to do too much. So I think what's important now is that we do take that time. We do have that rest, and we do allow ourselves that breath, that time to love ourselves, to feel that compassion, to feel the goodness in our hearts. So with that, I'd like to take a quick break. And you are here on the Dr. Pat Show with Brittany Miles from Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're talking about connection and compassion, self-love for the holiday season. I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Brittany Miles and I am hosting for Dr. Pat, who's away today. You may know me from my own show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's called Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we talk about the restorative power of surrender the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And today we're going to be talking about connection. I mean, who's excited for the holidays? Who is in, you know, who's getting together in what way with their families? We were just talking during the break about Zoom Thanksgiving and Zoom giving folks extra time together, which is really cool. The holidays look very different than they have in the past. And it's really kind of funky and weird, and it just doesn't feel comfortable. And it's not exactly what we had planned for 2020, but we are still able to connect even though we have COVID. And we're gonna have to sit with things being different and not looking the way that it has in the past. And that brings up a lot of fear for people, because holidays are usually about family and tradition and doing things in a certain way, in a certain order. And if something is out of step, that could just ruin everything for everyone, or at least that's the perception. So for example, if you don't have that green bean casserole, somebody at the table is going to be, oh my God, the day has been ruined. Or you forget to make the macaroni and cheese, and in a Black family, that's just an anathema. So you got to have it. But if you miss it, or it's not made exactly the right way, you know, someone's going to be like, who made this? And then it's like a joke forever and you're roasted. So it's hard. Holidays are very hard. And with COVID, it makes it even worse. So let's talk about the fact that we have that fear, right? There's always a lot of pressure, as I was just saying, around holidays of getting it right, getting it perfect. And for those of you that, you know, sit in that place of trying to make things perfect, there's probably a lot of fear, right? How do you make the perfect holiday? Given all the things that are going on, how do you make that Zoom Thanksgiving or Zoom Christmas work? How do you connect and reach out to your family members that you usually could see who are in your neighborhood or far away? How do you feel close to them, right? How do you get through your fear of the inability to talk to your grandparent or other family members that are ill and you can't see them at this point? And I think it's a fear of not belonging and having that longing within you of wanting to connect on a deeper level. And during this time period, it's tough. It's going to be tough on all of us. We will have to determine how we're going to work together to fill that void. How do we reach across that Zoom screen to talk to each other and to feed each other emotionally? How do we talk to other family members about fear, about the inability to be close? I think it comes back to, as I was saying before, knowing that within yourself, you've given yourself self-love, self-compassion, and within that, you can extend that compassion to your family members and help them walk through their fears. Helping people to see, even though we are far apart, we are deeply connected. We're a part of nature, we're a part of spirit. We are able to be connected. Nothing is separate or apart within nature. We inhabit a rich planet, which is guided by the moon and the tides, and nothing stands apart from that. We are all able to be together. And if we remind each other that there isn't a sense of separateness, but a sense of, again, that coming together, I keep coming back to obviously connection and to belonging, but we are always together. We are always connected in that heart space. And for those that believe, again, as I said, there's spirit. There is no way that within spirit, we are not together. We are always connected through that heart space. I just want to take a moment here. I'm starting to get a little overwhelmed. I'm kind of excited by this topic. So I just wanted to take a little bit of a breath and just kind of just refresh my thoughts a little bit. So we've talked about how we have the connection through spirit and through nature. We are also talking a little bit about fear and how fear keeps us away from that belonging and things of not being able to get it right. And it's okay that things look different. Sometimes you find something new when things are a little bit different. You can find a different way of speaking to yourself, of speaking to family members, friends, and looking at situations differently. Everything doesn't have to play out in the same way. Again, as I said at the top of the segment, there is the sense of holidays and tradition, but you can build new traditions. You can have new experiences. You can experience each other in different ways. And given the fact that we are more virtual, you can see people in your family or your friends or just society in a different way. Giving folks the benefit of the doubt, helping to see where a person might have some fragility and where you, because you are extending yourself compassion, you can extend that compassion to someone else. So coming together, not just because of the holidays, but you're coming together just from that heart-centered space. And I think that's one of the lessons of 2020, because we are somewhat isolated and we're in this place of stillness, we are able to look at things differently, feel things differently, and maybe see things as they are versus as we wish them to be. And I think that's the gift of 2020. And also, I think the gift of this holiday of being able to see things differently. You have that moment, as I say, taking that breath, letting your mind clear a little bit, and then you can see the reality of what the holiday season is going to bring for you. I think the mass commercialism is going to, maybe it's there, there's a lot of Black Friday sales, but again, there's a lot of economic insecurity. And I think folks are going to start bringing it back to, wow, what's really important. Again, I think 2020 has brought us to that place where we're starting to realize what's important, what the cost is, of many decisions and many choices, and that the most important thing that you can have is your health and your family has their health. Because there's, you know, with COVID, it's been scary out there. Relatively healthy people have just befallen a deadly, deadly disease. And it starts to make you realize and wonder about, does it make sense for me to have the most, you know, the new Xbox or the PS5 or a new car or more makeup, more skincare? Those are my vices. So I don't need another lipstick. What I need is more time with my daughter and my dog. I need more time with my family, my elderly parents. There are many of us that have elderly parents, and that's where my sense of connection comes from. That's where I live my best life, and I want to live my best life because I'm important to other people, and other people are important to me. And by focusing on what's real and right in front of us is how we connect. By mindfully thinking through the importance of family, the importance of friends, the importance of just being together, of finding that heart space that we can share together, and working through our fears and working through it with compassion and with grace. And I think that's a little important part. Is I've talked about self-compassion and self-love, but having a little bit of grace for folks is necessary. Not everyone can do what you do. There are folks out there that are not doing things potentially the way that they should. I'm talking about going maskless and calling the pandemic a scam, if you will. But give those folks a bit of grace. And that's how you also connect. That grace is really for you, not really for them, but it allows you to say, hey, that's what it is. They're going to be and do whatever they're going to be. And that's what it is. And accepting things as they are. So with that, I think we're going to go to a break. I am Brittany Miles from Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And I am hosting for Dr. Pat today, who's away for the holiday. And we're talking about connection. We're talking about self-compassion, self-love, a bit of grace for others out there in your family and also relative strangers. And during the holiday season, that's what's most important. So stay tuned. We'll continue to talk about this and explore these feelings. Stay tuned.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's Angel Messages, the number 2, the letter U, .com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacy and her services, visit StacyBarber.com. That's Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
How to lose to gain it all. Sorry about that. I think I stepped into it too soon. And I'm here on the Dr. Pat Show hosting today while she's away. And today we've been talking about connection and what that looks like for the holidays and just exploring how we can be kinder to ourselves, kinder to others, having a bit of grace for ourselves and again for others, and knowing that we don't stand apart from anything. There is no separation between you and I right now via Zoom, or between yourself and nature and your family and your friends. And with that, I was reminded of an Instagram post by Sharon Salzberg. And Sharon Salzberg is an insight meditation teacher and practitioner. So I'm gonna read a little bit about what she said a few days ago. So Sharon writes, "The dynamics of the moon's gravitational influence upon earthly bodies of water are such that the waters, except in rare instances, will act in concord. The tides come and affect the water level in the ocean, and then in the rivers, then in the smaller streams. With the tide, the great ocean swells and the river swells. And when the river swells, the smaller rivers in the delta will swell. When the ocean ebbs, the rivers will ebb and the smaller rivers will ebb. With the arising of one thing, there is the arising of another thing connected to it, conditioned by it. Nothing stands alone." Isn't that beautiful? I think I'm going to read the last part again. "With the arising of one thing, there is the arising of another thing connected to it, conditioned by it. Nothing in life stands alone." Wow, that's pretty powerful. So like the cheese, the cheese stands alone, but nothing in life stands alone. We are separate, but not apart. We are conjoined, if you will. We are connected through spirit. There's nothing separating us from nature. There is nothing in this life that we are not connected to. COVID 2020 can't break the chains that link us through DNA, through history, time, tradition. So there's no need to fear or fret about not having something, like that something being a connection in life. You are an unlimited being, and you are fully abundant. So you have everything that you need. It just looks different. And again, we've been talking about that fear and diving into that fear of it being different and having that sense of change. But within change, you can have a sense of wonderment. In 2016, my life, devastating change, loss, things that we have as touchstones, homes, jobs, family, friendships. I lost all of those things. So I had my 2020 and 2016, so I can speak about the transformation of change. And by surrendering to the experience that we're having right now, you can find connection. You can find that you are connected to all of the things around you, that you have lost nothing but gained so much. And by watching things that you thought were important to you or are important to you, or like tradition, nearness, might not provide that comfort, but you can find comfort within something else. You can build new traditions, building it with care and with trust, and again, that bit of grace. You can find new ways to love yourself and love others. And hearing their voices in a new way, because of the fear, people might be a little bit more honest and starting to realize where they had rough edges because they didn't ask for help that could be smoothed out through that grace that you extend them. Your path could be a learning path that teaches them how to become compassionate for themselves, and seeing the beauty and compassion, the ability to simplify our lives. Again, tradition provides us a richness, a history, a connection to all of those that have gone before us. However, by changing tradition, tradition is something that's alive. It's alive and present for the people that are experiencing it and reproducing it. However, there's always that opportunity to add something new. Like anything else, it's an evolutionary process. There's some things that we as humans through evolution obviously have lost, like tails, right? So, but we have a tailbone still. But through that, we gain so much more. So by maybe having this change, having to let go of what we thought were those big touchstones, we find something new. And I encourage you to talk to your family and friends and look at life like that. Look at it as an opportunity to see what you could do differently, how things could be different for you, and relax into that change. Again, we have talked during the break about folks having Zoom holidays, and that's just weird, right? We've never done that before, but there could be some really great things that come out of that. I am looking to hear people's experiences with that. How do you create a new tradition? I mean, you can create new games. You can create new ways of showcasing foods, sharing recipes. You can have good cheer. I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like because it's going to look very different for everyone. Some families or groups or in gatherings, it will be a blast. And for others, it'll be a bust. And I think within that, there's also that middle point where it's just okay. But within that, there again are opportunities to see, you know, how do I change my communication so that I can connect better with folks? How do I open myself up and become more vulnerable? And I think that's the most important part about connection is that openness, that becoming vulnerable. And because we can't be so near and dear with folks, you're unable to hide. For some large family gatherings, some folks, you know, gather together and center in the kitchen or the living room or the den watching a game. But there's always those folks who just hide out in the bathroom or a back bedroom. And those are the people that are just, there's something going on for them, but they don't feel comfortable sharing it. They're just there to show up. And I think 2020 is not about just showing up, it's showing out. And it's showing out your vulnerability and being able to say to people, this is what I need. And everyone has their different ways of sharing that, but there's that opportunity to be vulnerable, to say, you know what, I need help. And that's been true for me, where I've had to connect to, again, family and friends in a much different way and say I needed help because I did. In the past, I could hide it and tap dance around it, but now I can't. So I think that's our true opportunity. By looking at things differently, we can have a different experience. mean, the definition of crazy is doing the same things over and over, expecting a different result. So if we keep doing the same things over and over again in 2020, it might be, you know, the definition of insanity. So we've been given the opportunity to do things differently. And in order to do things differently, one must become vulnerable. One must open themselves up to the fact that you're not alone. You're not separate. You're not apart. Physical proximity, wanting to be close to people. You could be close to someone and still not be open nor connected. People are lonely in marriages. I was lonely in a marriage. So physical proximity doesn't mean anything. The ability to keep that heart open, to have that grace, to have the self-compassion, to have the ability to say, I need help, or I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel really good. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to say next. Having that ability, that's the real connection. It's not the physical, that's the real connection. And the only thing that's holding you back is fear. And if you surrender to the present moment, to what is, you can survive, you can get past that. And I've learned that's how I have connected with so much more in my life and opened myself up to other people and to other experiences. And again, I hearken back to, I think that's our greatest lesson for 2020 is opening ourselves to new experiences and allowing things to look different and feel different and to walk through it. Because the only way out is through, and we can do that together. As Sharon says, nothing stands apart. When those streams and rivers flow into from large rivers into smaller streams, into smaller creeks, that's always going to look different, but they're always together. Not one tributary's movement is ever the same, but water is a powerful element, and it serves the ability to smooth and to gather and to wash away everything that it does not need and provide connection and support for everything that lives within it and around it and above it. So with that said, it's going to feel different. It's going to look different, but that's okay. You can live without that green bean salad. You could have Brussels sprouts, even if you don't like them. You can create a new tradition with your kids. You can create new games. You can create new support. It's just opening yourself up to what is and being vulnerable and reacting to what's in front of you. And with that, let's go to a break. This is the Dr. Pat Show with me, Brittany Miles, guest hosting for Dr. Pat, who's away today. And my show is Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the second and fourth Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And we are talking about connection today and self-compassion, grace, and what the holiday season is looking like for us for 2020 and how to make it memorable. So stay tuned. I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit beyondproof.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Brittany Miles on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm hosting for her while she's away today. Welcome back. I host a show here on Transformation Talk Radio called Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And you can find me on the second and fourth Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And today we are wrapping up our talk about connection. It's been an interesting little chat with me about how do we connect during this holiday season? You know, 2020 was the curveball that just kind of blew away the planet, and how we have done things is not the way we are doing them now. And looking at this as an opportunity to find new ways of being. So with the holiday season, which is always filled with tradition, we are looking at doing things differently. And it's okay. It's fine. Fear can hold us back because it doesn't look the same. And because it doesn't look the same, who am I? So within that, there's the great opportunity to look at things differently, to do things differently and be okay with it, and use it as a time to do something different. It's also an opportunity for us to give ourselves compassion, self-love, and grace to others, because we never know what battles people are fighting. And 2020 has shown us that we are all in it together, and it's not easy. So a bit of grace goes a long, long way. So sitting with that, I'd like to kind of wrap up with the tools that you have to get through this so you can feel that sense of connection. And I think a lot of it is using the mindfulness tools of the breath, staying with the in-breath and the out-breath. So that inhale and that exhale. So whenever you feel that fear coming up, you can take a breath, which then calms and soothes the mind. And you can sit in the stillness with the fear and figure out what to do next. You can sit and start thinking through how you have the opportunity to do something differently with family and friends. See how you can open up your heart in a different way. Finding that vulnerable spot where you can ask for help and support. And then finding a way to love yourself. I've talked about self-compassion on my show, and we rarely give ourselves that sense of compassion, especially during the holiday season, which is all about giving to others and being there for others. But how often are we there for ourselves? And I believe self-compassion is the first step in self-love. And part of that is giving ourselves rest, resting from the need to do it right, to have it be perfect, to have it be the way it's always been. And in, you are the keeper of that tradition. It doesn't need to be that way. You can create that connection and keep connected most, I think most importantly, by that self-compassion. You're opening yourself up and your heart space to say, this is what's important to me. These are my needs. This is what I need to give to myself before I can give to others. I think we are all familiar with the put on your oxygen mask first before you can help and support others. As a mom, I have to say this to myself all the time, because otherwise I'm going to do and be and run around and buzz. And I think this is a time to slow down. 2020 has given us the biggest timeout ever, I think, in our history as humans on the planet, where it is that time for us to have that compassion. It's time for us to love ourselves. It's time for us to slow down. It's time for us to find that place of rest. Because without that rest, you can't support yourself. You can't connect effectively to anyone else. Otherwise, it's just on a surface level, and ersatz is coming to mind, which means fake. It isn't genuine. And true connection comes from being genuine as well as generosity. So find those places where you can take that, what I call a three-step process of taking the breath, the inhale, the exhale, and allowing yourself that quick moment of peace and rest, which is then going to let your brain just reboot. Everything needs a reboot all the time, and just let it rest and you'll be at peace. And then you can figure out what to do next. And from there, you can rest and allow whatever feelings come up, and you can investigate with care and then nurture yourself. That's the RAIN method, which I also talk about from Tara Brach on my channel as well. And within that, that opens up that heart space and allows you to have that vulnerability. It gives you the ability to say to your husband, you know what? I can't do this. I don't think I can do this huge Zoom call. I think what I want to do is to spend time with just our immediate family, just the folks in our house. And we'll connect with the rest of our family and friends in another way. We'll find something that we can do outdoors, you know, spread out with masks that seems safe. But for right now, this is all I can do. This is all I can support. I can attest that once you put yourself in that space of, wow, I'm allowing myself that vulnerability to say, this is what I need, other people will support you, and you will feel that deeper and more genuine sense of connection, and people will understand. It's not to say that there won't be others that will be offended and hurt. But again, it goes back to giving them a bit of grace. And that's how you connect to them as well. I think, again, this is hard. This is super hard for all of us. I, for one, have kind of stumbled through this talk today, because as I was doing it, I was reaching and thinking about even more deeply, how do we connect? And to me, again, it comes back to being vulnerable. And if in order to be vulnerable, you have to give yourself some self-compassion and some self-love in order to free yourself up to experience life as it is and allow yourself to have new experiences in a different way. It's uncomfortable. We want to keep things the same, but trying so hard to tap dance to keep things the same might not be the way. I've been there. Like I said before, 2016 was when I was tap dancing to keep things a certain way. And once I let go and had that powerful surrender and opened myself up and was vulnerable, my life changed. I did a 180. And I think, again, that's the gift of 2020. We're been given a gift to change your lives, take that 180, let go of some of those touchstones and find new ones to put in their place. And on my show today at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be talking a little bit more about self-love and self-compassion as kind of a part two to this discussion. So I look forward to having you guys come and join me there. It has been a blast. Thank you to Olivia and Benny. Thank you most importantly to Dr. Pat for allowing me to host. So thank you. This is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All, hosting for Dr. Pat today. And with that, I want to say happy Thanksgiving Eve. Enjoy this. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm wishing you the best and the brightest for the holiday season. And with that, I'll see you at 1 p.m. today. Thank you.